Page 32, Lesson 8A. What is it exactly? Activity 1, Part C. Listen. You will hear five people talk about frustrations they've had with new products. Complete the summaries. First, Daniel.
I love living in this remote-controlled world, but it gets a little out of hand. I used to have five remotes on my coffee table at home. One for the TV, one for the DVD player, one for the cable, one for the stereo, and one for the CD player. Well, last weekend, my roommate bought a new air conditioner. And guess what? It comes with a remote. So now we have six remotes sitting on the table. That means there's always one in the couch somewhere, one behind the couch, one under the cushion. I mean, it's just so confusing. I can never find the one I need.
Next, Rosa.
Okay, this is something that has bothered me for a long time, and it's when you have a complaint and you call customer service and they give you a recorded message. First, if you press 1, you can have this option. If you press 2, you can have this option. No, I don't want any options. I want to speak to a person. And then, when they switch you over to the person, you get disconnected. Has this ever happened to you? It drives me nuts.
Next, Bob.
So this morning I bought a book for a friend, and I was going to wrap it. I got it home and I tried to take the sticker off of the back of the book, you know, that has the price on it. And first I started peeling away at the corner, and the paper started tearing on the book. So I started working from the other side, and when I finally got the sticker off, the back of the book was covered with this gook, and I was trying to rub that off, and it started turning black, and it was horrible. Have you ever had that happen to you? It's terrible.
Next, Susan.
Well, I got this nifty new cell phone, and let me tell you, I love cell phones. I love being able to walk down the street and call anybody. But I got this cell phone with voice-activated dialing. So all you have to do is say, call home, and it dials it for you. Or call Larry, and it dials the number for you. So last week, I was walking down the street, and I said, call home, and it called my mom. And then I said, call Larry, and it called Harry. So I've stopped using voice-activated dialing.
Finally, Frederick.
So I needed to get some money, so I went to an ATM with my cash card. And I went up to the ATM, put the card in, typed in my PIN number to get the money, and it said the PIN was wrong. So I typed in it again, and it said it was wrong again. I couldn't believe it, so I tried a third time, and the machine ate my card. Well, suddenly I realized that I had put in the wrong card. So obviously the number didn't work. I had the wrong card in the machine. It was so frustrating.